Blog Talk Radio.
Just want to give a shout out to
all our listeners. Much love to you guys. Thanks for tuning in today, Solar Records Radio. To Greg, happy birthday out there. Enjoy your birthday vacation, my brother. Be safe as you're out on the road and traveling around the country over there. Take care of yourselves and try to go in the right direction next time. He went, hey, Phoenix, just so you know, he went 2 hours the wrong way when he, when he left his hotel. He's going to another hotel. He went 2 hours the wrong way. So, that, you know, so, but anyway, that's a 4-hour turnaround. Woo! But much love to you guys. Be safe. And Astrid, hello, sweetheart. Thank you so much for being part of Solar Records Radio. This is Throwback Thursday, and we're going to chop it up today because Phoenix has something that we're going to chop it up about. We're going to talk about this love thing. So, Phoenix, why don't you go ahead on and kind of like, you know, let us know what's going on here.
Well, it was interesting. I was listening to the song Casanova, and in a superlative sense, we'd like to think that we're all Casanovas of sorts, whether we are of the male persuasion or the female. But in reality, love hits sometimes hard, and it's a complicated thing. And today's topic of discussion is no different in terms of unveiling some inner truths about ourselves. And the topic that's been chosen is, what should you do if the love you've shown is not returned back to you? So what are we talking about? Well, without question, we're talking about a partner, basically, who you say, I love you, who doesn't return the same sentiment, and they don't say, I love you back. And sometimes this can be devastating, of course, because so much momentum has been built up for you to get to the point to say that and to feel that the love is not reciprocated or not returned can be a very difficult proposition for one to deal with. So let's talk about it. Let's get into the subject and let's look at the various aspects of what lead you up to say those three words and what can happen if you don't receive it in return. So hopefully by the time we get finished with this discussion, we'll have a little bit more to work with. What do you think, Wardell?
Sounds awesome. Sounds good. I'm ready for it, man. Let's get right down to it.
Yeah. So, you know, let's just say you've been dating for a long time. You finally found the courage to say these simple words, I love you. And it's the first time. And you're nervous. You're afraid. For some, it's even terrifying because you're putting feelings out there and you're not guaranteed, believe it or not, to hear those words in return. So what do you do when someone doesn't return the favor by saying, I love you too? What do you think? What else?
Well, for me, it doesn't matter if they return it or not, which is kind of a strange, probably a strange answer to you. But now it's one thing when we have been in a relationship for a long time and we are in an intimate, this is a man, woman, man, whatever. We are together relationship and we've been together for a minute. It's one thing if I say that to that person and they don't respond. But in general, if I tell someone I love them, I'm not saying it for them to say they love me too. Because that, for me, is not about getting them what they feel. I'm only sharing, and I only can share how I feel. So for me, I just love you. You don't have to love me back.
And I can appreciate that, but I would have to say in this case, my friend, you're probably in the silent minority. You're just knowing you and knowing that you're a very loving person and you're well-grounded. But, you know, well, let's look at two phases of this. One, I think as you brought out, is reciprocal or more expected when the duration of the relationship has carried on for many months, maybe years. Okay. And then the other side of the equation is it's relatively new. So the first thing that we would want to caution, is it love or is it infatuation? You know, sometimes you can just get caught up in the moment, yours truly. I've been victim to that. I'm a passionate person. I'm a creative person. And many times often I lead with my passion. I consider myself perhaps one of the last of the true romantics because I feel that it's important as a man to be able to be an open policy donor when it comes to when it really comes to expressing or saying being emotionally available. So for those of you in our audience, our listening audience that have stepped out, if you were, on the wild side and said, I love you, I first want to say that you're to be commended because you've taken a strong stance and you've exposed yourself. And so for that, you're to be commended because you're brave. Something that Wardell said that struck a chord with me is maybe it's not always a great idea to expect it in return. So patience might come into view. Maybe the person that you said it to, maybe you turned around and they're no longer standing. They're flat on their back. They're floored. Their legs are in the air. They can't believe you said it. So patience and taking into an account. And here's where the variables can be numbered and many. The person may not be in the position yet to receive that kind of commitment yet. Not that they don't feel the same way, to be cautioned. It's just that you've caught them off guard. What do you think, Wardell?
So my question is, so we're talking about a relationship where people are courting each other, or we're just talking about loving people in general, like a person that, you know, you grew up with, a person that you met, you just love them in general, not necessarily love them to be with them, but just love them as a human being. So I'm just trying to figure out what kind of relationship are we talking about?
Well, I would lean more towards the first statement. Here we're a little more specifically talking about, because when you love someone from a relationship standpoint, it's a little different than, you know, I love you as a friend. I love your car. Those are great pair of boots. I love them. Where'd you get them from? When you love someone personally, and you're looking at them from a commitment standpoint, this is more
in line with what
I'm talking about, because it gets a little more, it's personal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is the kind of love that puts you in a situation where if you don't get the outcome that you've been looking for, you can feel remiss, left out. You can feel abandoned. This can be a major blow if you're not prepared for their responses. So, yes, we're talking about interpersonal relationships with someone that you're looking to make a statement, a commitment, perhaps a lifelong partnership with this person. More in alignment with what I have in mind.
Okay, so when – just think about this. I think, you know, I'm looking at it like, okay, so there, we're going out. We go out together. We see each other. We're courting. We're dating. We're going out. And we're starting to, these feelings are starting to grow. And, you know, we're getting intimate, having intimate conversations. And we're really close to the point where, what are we going to do with this? And so then at this point, you decide to say, you know, these feelings that I'm feeling are very strong. And my feelings, I believe I'm falling in love with you. And I enjoy the fact that I'm falling in love with you. Now, when I say that, if I say that to someone, if they say back to me, that's great because I'm feeling the same way, then that to me, that's great. Now we both know that we're in line, we're on the same train, we're going in the same direction, and this is a beautiful thing, right?
Sure.
And so then all of a sudden your confidence just explodes. You feel so, whoa, this is good now, because it was probably frightening for some people to say that to someone, like you said, or, you know, you don't want to scare someone away by saying those things. So when that person, you know, say, hey, I feel exactly the same way, I can call, I agree with you, I'm with
sure.
you on that and stuff. And so yeah, what are we going to do? That's a good thing. But if you say that to someone, if I say that to someone that I'm courting, and they don't say it back, it really doesn't mean that they don't have feelings for me. It's just that they may be the victim of a bad relationship before.
Absolutely.
And
we're
going to
get
now.
Into that a little. And we're going to get into that a little bit. Yeah, that could possibly be an outcome. But I just wanted to stage it at first because I do want to talk about that.
Okay.
But I wanted to stage it because, see, first of all, you know, in a perfect world, as you mentioned, I love you, you love me, we're one big happy family. Great. Then it's a very short discussion. Let's play some more music. But we're talking
about.
They don't return it. Okay, that's really what we're saying. And so, as I mentioned, first, go for it. You're to be commended because you've taken a step, and you should be proud of yourself. Because a lot of people today, when it comes to commitment, we're living at a time and age, there's so many variables. You know, you could talk to 1,000 people, 2,000 people, have all kinds of followers on the internet. And it gets a little thinned out. So a lot of times people don't want to take that stage of commitment. The second thing that I really wanted to bring up is, and I think Wardell kind of touched upon it, don't jump to conclusions. Stay calm. Avoid overreacting. Because sometimes you may make a knee-jerk response, and the person might say, hey, wait a minute, I did love you, but now that you came at me like that, you're throwing up red flags. I don't know, I didn't expect you to react that way. So caution is to remain calm. Don't jump to conclusions. And remember, it's not necessarily a red flag, because we don't necessarily have to reciprocate in the same way as you may have intended it to be, you see. So that's absolutely normal. It's not abnormal. It's absolutely normal for someone to say, I love you, but some of the experts bring out percentages that sometimes, 50% of the times it's mentioned, you don't get the desired return. So something to be cautioned about.
Wow, that's really something else. I never knew about that statistic, but I just think that love to feel the. I mean, if you really, you know, for me, I think love has some different levels, right? And so if I'm telling someone, if I love someone and I care about someone and they don't feel the same way back to me, that's okay, because it doesn't change how I feel. They have to move in their own space, and I'm moving in my space, you know. And so, I have to also be aware of the fact that you can scare people off if you say, you know, too much of this kind of stuff, and they're not responding to it in a way that what you expect to be normal, you would think is normal,
sure.
And then you keep pushing it, then that could scare people off and make them go the other way. But I just think, in general, if you say, tell someone that you love them, then See, love is not about what you can get back. It's really about what you give. It's about what you want to put into something. To me, that's just to me. It's not necessarily right or wrong. These are just my feelings, and I'm just sharing it. That I just feel like I, you know, you don't give it back, it's okay. But I just, I'm crazy about you. I think you're a wonderful person.
And it's interesting.
Person,
it's,
you know?
It's interesting, too, that culturally, and we do have cultural divides. We live in a world now, it's no longer black and white. We're living in a world that's in living color. And each culture is different. I know within my home, my dad was very conservative. I can't even remember ever him putting his arms around me or hugging me. He wasn't a man who was affectionate. He was a man that was about his business. He was a professor. He was about education. He definitely was about his money and his dividends. So I, you know, I learned a lot what not to do from my dad, not what to do. He was a great man, and I don't take any, I don't tarnish his name. But as a young man, I looked at him, particularly with my mother, and my mother was such an angelic woman. She was very soft-spoken. She never would cuss or fuss. Many times on my good side, I endowed that quality with my mom. My mom was just such a sweet person. But my dad was not one to reciprocate. He was not one to show a hug or a kiss. And so my point being is sometimes, depending on your culture, you might live in a house where you have rarely heard those words. And maybe within you is a longing to say, I love you to someone else. You want to feel that connection. And I think that would fit my particular prescription. And I think that's what makes me tick in the end of the day as an untypical male, the opposite of what Prince would say, typical male, right? I would consider myself a little untypical because I'm emotionally available and my strength comes from the ability to shout it out. Hey, I love you. And similar to yourself, Wardell, I don't necessarily look for the reciprocal effect of you saying, I love you too. I sometimes I'm a little remiss when I don't hear it, but I'm strong enough to realize this is something that's emanating from me. And I'm strong enough to realize culturally, or maybe I threw them off their guard. Because I, in the end of the day, too, I'm a songwriter, right? So I write poetically, and I don't even realize it sometimes. I'm a poet, they say, and don't know it.
Right,
but,
right.
Yes, so to be calm, like you say, to shout it out if that's what you're feeling. Be cautious as to whether or not it's infatuation. Or is this something that's really real? Because if it's really real, and I agree with you on that, Wardell, say it without hesitation. Be proud of yourself. Don't necessarily look for them to say it in return because they may just not be ready. It may be a cultural thing. It may be something that you really caught them off guard and they need a couple of days to marinate. It's like, oh, my God. They might go tell their girlfriend, this joker told me he loved me. I didn't know. I was floored. Don't jump to conclusions. Give her or him a chance. You know?
Well, you know, I really believe that when we tell someone we love them, I pray and hope that you really mean it. Because telling someone that you love them is really a one-sided thing. It's a one-sided statement. It's a it's a position that you have decided to take. And so if you want, what's that?
I said I like that. It's a position you take, worth underscoring. Yeah.
Yeah. So all is fair in love and war. And so, you know, sometimes you lay your cards on the table because you feel like you need to, because you are trying to give direction to the other person. You're kind of leading. And I think that that's good for men to do, you know. But sometimes women have to.
So in other words, put it on the table, put it on the table, right, and leave it there.
Yeah,
even if you have to walk away.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Right. But
you know,
don't
put it on the table.
Don't get angry and frustrated because you didn't hear it back. Because if it's not meant to be, it won't be. And so you have
correct
to just trust that, you know. Listen, I'm just going to lay my cards on the table, and this is how I feel, this is where I am, and it's okay because I'm going, whether you agree or not, you know, I'm just going to, as long as I'm around you, you know, I'm going to have these feelings because I care about what I feel when I'm with you. And so, and that's just the way it is. See, what happens is that we have to trust love also. We have to trust the, you know, that what we are putting out there, that the love that we are being, if you're really true and honest and really feeling, it's not just a feeling, but when you tell someone that you love them, it's not just the fact that you told them. They need to see it. They need to feel it.
And don't you think silence is golden? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes a word said unspoken, if you put it out there, and like we're saying, you leave it on the table, you stay calm, and then you move forward. Because if you just stay silent for a little bit, it's golden. You know, let those words sink in. Give that person an opportunity, maybe today, tomorrow, a few days later, to respond. But leave it on the table and move forward. I thought that, you know, in my research, that was pretty good and healthy advice, because it doesn't leave you hanging. I said it, I meant it, I felt it, let's move on. How about that?
I said it, I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. I said it, I meant it, I'm here to represent it. I'm going to show you that my words are not just words. I am going to show you. You don't need to say anything. Eventually, after I show you, it'll just come out naturally for her or him. It'll just say that I love you too. Like, well, where did that come from? Oh, remember you told me that a couple of weeks ago? Oh, okay. But because they can see it. You know, we got to put that walk in. It can't just be the talk. We got to walk the walk. We got to show that
absolutely
I really love you despite what the situation is. Because, you know, so many times people have said, I love you. And when things start to go south, they disappear. And so,
and you know what?
It's like saying you have, it's like having bad insurance. You know, you got insurance,
you know,
but when it comes down to,
you know, it's interesting too. You know, when we watch these movies on television, they're staged, the lighting is right, you know, the guys with the cameras get to write the music, you know, they focus in on the two people and they kiss. That's the movies. But one of the things that I came to understand by, you know, looking into this information a little deeper is that the experts agree that people rarely experience the same intensity of emotions simultaneously. And I thought that was a game changer for me. You know, just because, you know, you're on the A train heading uptown doesn't mean the person next to you, they might be getting off at Columbus Circle and going in an entirely different, they're going to the east side. So we don't necessarily move in tandem emotionally. And I think that's worthwhile digesting to say that, you know, what I'm feeling, you may not have arrived at that same conclusion at that particular moment. That doesn't mean at some future time, maybe tomorrow, maybe 10 minutes later, it might hit you like a ton of bricks. Did you hear that expression? Oh, my God, this person really came out of left field. But you know what? They struck a chord with me. You know, he said, she said something I've been waiting all my life for someone to say. And for this, you know what? I love you too. So, you know, give it a little while, give it time, and recognize we may not be moving simultaneously with the same emotion.
Well, yes, I agree. That's why I want to change it up a little bit here. I want to go to we're in a relationship. We've been in a relationship, and we've done many things together. We have a wonderful thing together, but then all of a sudden, you feel this, you know, hey, I love you, and that other person is not responding with I love you back, I love you too. After all these years of I love you too, and then all of a sudden you start to sense that the feeling of love is not there anymore for that person. And it's like, well, how do I deal with that? Like, whoa, wait a minute, what happened? Like, you know, we've been together for a long time, and all of a sudden you are falling out of love with me instead of in love with me. How do we stop that from happening? Because if I'm still in love with that person, but that person is falling out of love with me, I don't want to lose my investment. I've invested my heart into this person. So then how do we get to the point where when you recognize that this person may be going the other way, how do you respond to that?
Well, simply put, sometimes you can't. Sometimes, you know, use the word an investment. When you're vested in something and you put, let's say, all of your eggs, you know, in the basket with this person, you're committed, and suddenly you get this signal of a person is saying, you know what, I'm not feeling that way. I'm going in a different direction. Always remember, you can change your mind, but you cannot change someone else's. And so that's not for you to do. Now, you can continue to demonstrate a positive attitude. You can continue your normal routines. If your routine is getting up in the morning and making them pancakes for breakfast on a Sunday, then don't change who you are because someone else changed. Continue to be you. I would say I have to be me because everybody else is already taken. I have to be true to thine own self, be true. So try to continue in the manner that you have been accustomed to. Don't allow or commit to someone else's change. Continue to be the person that you are because you can't change that other person. You really can't.
That is so good, and the reason why it's so thank you for that, Phoenix, because you just never know. If you stay true to you, you may change others, but if you start to, you know, do what others are doing,
you allow that person to derail you. You no longer have foot.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be derailed. You can't be derailed. So let me just give you guys a small idea of what Phoenix just said, a small story. So there's this guy and his wife, and they're sitting in the living room. And so then the wife gets a phone call from her girlfriend. She goes, oh, no, he's coming. He's going to be at the church. You got to come. And she's like, oh, I forgot. Okay, bye. And she hangs up the phone, and she gets up, and her husband goes, hold on. What are you doing? And she said, oh, remember I told you a preacher was coming to town. I need to go see this preacher. He said, I told you he was coming to town. I wasn't going to go see him. And so he's like, well, you're not going nowhere tonight. And she goes, what are you talking about? I've been telling you about this. I've been wanting to see this guy. He's so good. I've been wanting to see this guy for the longest time. And I've been telling you that for the longest time. And you never said anything then. And he says, I don't care if I didn't say anything then. I'm saying it now. If you leave this house, you're not coming back. You're not getting. And she's like, what?
Oh,
and so she's brokenhearted. So she turns around. She goes into her room, and so he sits there in the chair, and he's just sitting there looking at TV. And then all of a sudden, 10, 15 minutes later, she's coming out, and she says, "Okay, honey, have a good night. I'll see you when I get back." And he's like, "What? I told you." Don't you go up. And she walked out the door and closed the door, got in the car and went to church. And he said, I'll show her. So he got up, locked all the windows, took the chair, put it against the door, and so that she couldn't open the door when she got there. And so he went to bed. He's in the bed, laying there, and all of a sudden, around 10 o'clock, she's trying to get in. She's turning and doing all kinds of stuff trying to get in, and he's just giggling. And he just says, you know, that's what she gets. She got what she deserves. She got what she deserves. I told her not to go anywhere. And so then he went to sleep. And so next morning he gets up, he's getting ready to go to work, and he goes to open up the door, and boom, she falls through the door. She was sleeping in between the door and the screen door. And then he goes, okay. What is wrong with you? And she goes, oh, I couldn't get in. The door was locked. I was trying to get in, and I kept knocking, but she didn't answer. And so I couldn't get in, so I fell asleep right here. And she says, what are you doing? And he says, I'm going to work. And she says, oh, hold it, wait right there, 1 second. And she runs in the kitchen. She makes him his lunch. She brings it back to him and gives it to him and says, have a blessed day, sweetheart. Kisses him on the cheek. And he's devastated. He's like, what is going on? And he's walking to his car like, after I treated her so bad, what kind of God is this that she served that would make her be so kind to me after I was so disgusting with her? And then he turned around and he looked at the congregation. He says, I just want you guys to know that man that I'm preaching to you about, that was me, your pastor. That was me. I learned to love the Lord because of the love my wife had for him. There's the power. She showed me how much she cared. She didn't change her direction because of me. She followed through with what she believed, and it changed me. And now I am your pastor, and this is your first lady. And it's like, whoa. When you just stand on good principle and you stand on what you believe despite how others feel, that can change the world. But it's really up to you if you're strong enough
Love is stronger than pride, the power of love. The power of your actions will speak louder than your words. And so when you're truly vested, as mentioned, in love, and you walk the walk and you talk the talk, you're not easily swayed because your partner has an indiscretion or an indecision. Sometimes love is a decision. Love is a concept or a construct based on you making a definite decision, a commitment. When somebody says, I want to marry you, they're saying, out of all the people that I've come across, you're the one singularly that I want to be with. And so, but moving forward, I also wanted to evoke a thought that sometimes when you say to someone, I love you, it can evoke unconscious fears and emotional pain, previous scars that has nothing to do with you. So be aware. Maybe it's an old relationship. Maybe that person goes back to their childhood, how one parent treated them versus another, or one aunt treated them or uncle versus the other nieces and nephews. And so sometimes people carry around their emotional baggage for years, emotional scars. So here you come, Sir Galahad, and saying, I love you. And the person's like, oh, no. All of a sudden, these things come out of the closet. You get hit left field because you didn't know where it's coming from. You know, you're not, maybe that's not your wheelhouse to figure out psychologically where someone's coming from. We don't all come from that behavioral pattern. So be aware, be conscious that people carry emotional pain and emotional baggage, and by you making that statement can evoke or somehow bring all of these things coming out in the forefront. So be prepared. Be grateful, as it
and,
were.
I think that that's true. That's true. But I also think that it's really important for the person that's about to deliver those words to the individual, that you really understand what you're saying to someone, that you really understand when you tell someone you love them, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? You need to understand that.
No, I was just saying it means that you honor their feelings, which is very important in a relationship in general. You know, it's not about you. It's not about the individual. It's about a we. It's not a me. It's a we. And so when you honor your partner's feelings, you give sway perhaps to opening up the portal of love or the decision for that person to love you back in return, because you've shown that you honor their feelings. Something to consider. So that's a truism.
Yeah, you know, a lot of us, you know, we have to make sure we're not just saying something because we heard somebody else say it and it sounded good, or you're watching movies and you see them say it. Life is not like a movie, even though movies are made to be like life. You know, we have to really be careful about what we do. We are responsible for our actions. And when you throw out those words, those are powerful words, and they mean a whole lot more than I want to hold you and I love smiling with you and I want to kiss you and I want to walk you down the street and I want to walk you down, you know, and get married to you. It means a whole lot more than that. It means that I'm going to be there for you when all hell's breaking loose. I'm going to love you through the rain. I'm going to be there when no one else there is there. I'm going to be there when I don't even understand, because I love you. I love you. And I'm going to show you. I mean, so we have to really be careful about throwing those three little words around. They are powerful. And they mean a whole lot. And there's some of us that are really looking for someone to give them the quality of those words and not just give them the words, but they want that quality. They want a quality relationship. So you got to make sure that you understand what it means when you're telling someone you love them. What does that mean to you?
Well, I was thinking, you know, while you were expressing those words, that love is like a bank account. You know, if you don't put it in, you can't withdraw. It's a two-way street. You know, if you didn't put your check in there, you can't take your check out. And if you didn't invest, as we've used the word, with love, not from a superficial point of view, but from a solid point of view, an investment in time, you know, with or without, a do or die, you know, through the fire, through the rain, you know, like the proverbial mailman, you're there to deliver this love, then you cannot at will decide that you're going to withdraw from that relationship because you never invested. So, yes, love is a commitment. Particularly, I always like to tie in the times we're living post-COVID, that we're living at a time where, as you mentioned, people are longing for the real deal. People want, even though sometimes they may not know how to arrive at a quality relationship, nonetheless, they want it. Most people want the genuine article. They want to know, they may not know how to handle the truth once they get the truth, like the movie said, you can't handle the truth, right? But they want the real deal. This is the times we're living. You know, we're not living with fake gold anymore. We want 99.99 certified, qualified, you know. And in order to arrive at that, it takes two. It takes two to move in tandem, to reciprocate, to honor one another's feelings, to recognize that we may not have arrived at the same destination at the same time. So give it time. Be patient. Don't expect to receive it because you said it. Recognize cultures and divide us at times. You know, sometimes, and it's not just women. I find by an order of magnitude today, even though men today consider themselves modern, they can really be shy. They could really have the inability to be emotionally available. And so you ladies out there that perhaps might be a little stronger, maybe your culture is different, and maybe you've invested in this gentleman, what are the relationship? Help him get to the point where he feels more comfortable around you to reciprocate. And a lot of times, you know, love is a teaching modality. It's really a teaching modality. We really, some of us never been loved before. So how do you learn to love when you've never been loved before? You know, it's kind of like a one day at a time process. So give way to these things.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Prince. Give way to these things. And what?
No, I was just saying give way to these thoughts because they could truly help you get through it if you're in transition with love.
Yeah, it's that whole thing about, you know, people may not know about love or how to love because they've never been taught through their family is so real, because I've experienced it with a family, and I remember getting with this family, and the family had came over. We all were hanging out together, and we had such a great time. And so when they got there, I was hugging everybody, and hi, hug. That's how I greeted. And then when it was time to leave, I was hugging everybody, and they were leaving, and I could tell that they were kind of in a shock because I was hugging, because nobody else was hugging. And so then they left, and right. And so then we started having more people would come over again, the same people. We have another event, and when I see them, I hug them. And then when we get ready to leave, I hug them again. And they were like this. And then all of a sudden, I was like, well, why don't you guys hug? Why don't you hug your dad? Why don't you, when you see him, why don't we? Well, we never did that. We were not raised that way. We just didn't do that. I don't know why. And so it was all of a sudden, because I continued to do that, then she started doing that. And then they all started doing it, and whenever they came around us, they started hugging. And it's powerful. It's sad that they didn't do that before, but you could see how much they enjoyed doing it when they started doing it. So it's so good to, like, when you know you're doing the right thing and you feel like it's the right thing, you have to stay steady and be you. And just do you, and that's what I enjoy about watching. Huh? Yeah, lead by example. And so when that was done, I remember when that relationship was over, but they were still hugging, I was like, hallelujah, something good came out of it. So but it's important that we do lead by example, you know. And so, all right, so Phoenix, we got a few more minutes here. I mean, is there anything on your heart that you know, final closing statement that you want to share?
Love is a complicated thing. You know, it's a phenomenon. It's one of the things that separates us, perhaps, you know, as a living creature, to love to that degree, a mother's love. I know as a man, you know, I've been divorced. And I long for that love because I miss it. I miss, you know, being in a relationship where it's reciprocal. So it's like, you know, it's like going into the garden of love, so to speak, and looking to unearth that jewel that you're looking for, that special someone that ignites your heart. So it's a worthy cause, and it doesn't come even in the gym. They say what? No pain, no gain. So nobody walks away unscarred. Nobody walks away, you know, without sometimes going through the process of being hurt or being denied, you know, rejection. Oh, my God. That's such a power. You remember being in high school and being rejected to go to the school dance? That was in my case, of course. I actually didn't want to go to the school dance, but, you know, I know for some of my buddies, man, if the girl turned them down, oh, my God, they were suicidal. Man, we'd have to get together, and, man, we'd have to make a thing. We'd have to powwow about it, you know. My buddies hurt. So these are many, many emotions, but I want to say, at the risk of it all, I even said it today to someone special to me, if she's listening, that I'll never give up on love, no matter what. And I've had some hard balls thrown at me, trust. Sometimes I question myself. I look in the mirror and say, man, are you crazy? Yeah, I'm a little crazy, but I'm resilient. And I know myself, I think, as good as any man could know himself. I am confident in the qualities that my parents installed in me and gave me and what the Creator has refined in me. And now as I go into the field of love, I give it all I have, and I'm never, ever, ever afraid, young men, to be afraid to say what's on your heart if you really mean it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, you know, you touched my emotion there. Thanks a lot for that. But I will keep you. You're my brother, so you're always in my prayer, and I pray that she's listening as well. And I thank you again for sharing your wisdom with Solar Records Radio. And you're making me want to go into the love zone here on Solar Records Radio.
Yeah, love is a beautiful thing. You know, love is the utopian quality. And unfortunately, we're living in a day and time where sometimes that gets swept under the rug. You know, fellas out there, we got our cool. We got our impressions to attend to. But keep it real. Keep it genuine. Keep it 100. When you find that certain someone, tell James Ingram said, if you have the opportunity, find 100 ways. Compliment what she does, send her roses, just because. If it's fire in her eyes, let her know. Don't be afraid, because these things, when they blossom, oh my God, there's nothing like love, real love.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, brother. Well, guys, we're going to have a small break, and thank you so much, man, for your words of wisdom. Most love to you, and we'll be talking a little later on today. God bless you, Phoenix.
Absolutely, always.
Thanks again.
And to the audience, you know, keeping on, these are the times to foster true feelings. You know, these are not counterfeit times. These are genuine times that we're living in that requires the authentic, true self to come through. And when that does, when you create that shine, there's nothing else in the world that gives you more momentum than true love. True love motivates.
Amen. All right, guys, we'll be right back on Solar Records Radio.
Good, but oh, you're gonna love. must admit, you're looking fine. And if you look in my eyes, you'll know that I've been crying. Yes, you will. But this time I'm gonna be
darling, stay in my corner.
need you always around to tell me you love me. Honey, you love me. So darling, stay. When I may face and I need your love to sometimes comfort me.
Cause I'm so lonely.
So how about if I you know, play something from my group, Dynasty. Can we do that? All right, guys. Well, come on. Soul Art Records Radio. Dynasty's in the house. Here we go. And we got a new record coming out at the end of the year. Wonder he loves that song. It is definitely one of those grooves. I mean, You can, it's got that nice feel, and it's saying amazing things. And come on, show me what you're working with. Wow. Go ahead, Howard. That's my brother. Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. We are almost done. We got about another 33 minutes left in the show. And I just love this music. It's just absolutely amazing how the lyrical content is so powerful back in the day. And I just hope that these young brothers and sisters, when they're creating songs for us in the future, that they think about that, because words, they mean a lot, you know. You can have a hit with a good beat, but to get a smash, you need to have good lyrics too. You know, the song needs to say something. And one of the other things I like about old school music is that we used to use double entendres. And what a double entendre is, it's like you're saying something that could mean this or it could mean that, right? It doesn't, it's not, in other words, you don't, you could tell a girl that you want to be with her without being real graphic. You could say it in a nice way, you know? So that's one of the things that, you know, nowadays they're just saying stuff that's just like, this, there's no class to it, you know? And like, and for women to be okay with that, most women aren't, but I know some are. So to each his own. I just think that it's more classy. It can have a life, a much longer lifespan, if you just come off with classy lyrics, you know, that people can get into later. You know, because as we get older, then we start, all of a sudden, as we're getting older, we get filters, right? And the filters go, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to hear that kind of talking. You know, when you're younger, you were doing the talking. Now you're older and you don't want to hear it. And so it's because we get filters as we get older. And you don't want to blast that kind of music with those terrible words. So the life expand on those records are not good when you put that kind of lingo on there, what you're going to do to somebody. And come on. But anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and we're going to keep this music going. And thanks so much for tuning in as we reminisce and go down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks, Astrid, for all the wonderful work you're doing here. Appreciate you, sweetie. And God bless you. Love you, love you, love you, love you, girl.
So right. Fine, so fine, blow my mind, ooh, so fine.
No reason. reason to be wrong.
Much love to everybody. I just pray that you have a wonderful a wonderful rest of your week. And don't forget, tomorrow is the kickoff of the Solar Weekend, where we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records every Friday here. And we should have a special guest tomorrow, and it will be posted. You will see who that is. You just never know who will show up. But, you know, this is a very special guest, and we're looking forward to having him on. And so stay tuned. You hear me say him? So, yeah, so it's a male for sure. So come tune in 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. I'm going to get on the phone with him right now, and we're going to chop it up and see what we can do, make sure we can work everything out and make it happen. And thanks, Astrid, for hooking it up. And, you know, we're really blessed. We've got a wonderful team. Greg, thank you for an amazing flyer you just made. Man, did you see that flyer? That dude is on fire. All right, guys. Man, what a blessed team. God is good. Thank you, God. Thank you for protecting all of my brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you for keeping us, and we love you very much. All right, guys, so, you know, do your thing, enjoy, and whatever you do, you know, make sure, you know, you always, you know, you leave your heart open for situations and for people that are going through stuff, people that are hurting. You know, for people that you know, situations that may need you to leave your heart open, because every time you're ready for something, don't mean somebody else is ready for it. Because just because you see something's wrong, don't mean that person sees something's wrong. And sometimes people need to know that, hey, there's a train coming down, and you better be careful, better watch out, pay attention. You know, so. Follow your heart and do what's right. And as far as love is concerned, if you love somebody, just love them. If they don't love you back, you know, it's okay. You still love them. And you know, because every time if you could get anybody you want, we would be some happy campers around here, right? Every time you want someone, oh, I want to be with her. You just all of a sudden you together. That it don't work out like that. So. You just got to keep on moving, and you got to keep doing what you got to do if it don't work out. But if it work out, good for you. God bless you. All right, guys. So for the fellas, make sure you keep the door open. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Keep the door open. We love you guys.
I look too good, to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the key swing and the west.
Like a fool.